This is interesting. I say downtown, some people say uptown. And to me, it doesn't make any difference where I live. It's always downtown.
Well, that's the way it is that, in Oklahoma City. They've got stores, the downtown store and the uptown store. And when they say that, unless I can see where the address is, I really don't know yet. Now, Browns in Oklahoma City have a downtown and uptown. One's on 23rd and one's down probably on Main. I don't know which is which.
Well, they had a big sale yesterday.
Well, they had a big thing in Oklahoma, and I suppose they had.
I looked at the paper. Saved more than 20%. I saved 100%.
Yeah, you didn't go.
I had a friend who used to get so angry at his wife, she'd follow the bargain. He'd say, look, she's sending you to the poorhouse by saving 20% every day.
That's the way it is with us. Occasionally we go to a discount house and some certain item, we save a few dollars on that, but we come back a spending a lot more because we buy things that, I don't know whether you save a lot, but a lot of the things, especially in your cosmetics and your home permanents and things like that, there is a great markdown. Well, as you walk by, well, we're going to need one a month or so from now, and they buy it, but...
Pay for your gasoline anyway. Yes, I discovered if I'm going to buy an expensive item, that is one that won't require maintenance or anything like that, it might be good to go that way.
It's, you almost have to stay with name brands whenever you do, because if you don't, you're sure in buying trouble. But these boys around here, well, and after they get out of high school, I generally buy them a good watch, but we find these Timex, that's the best and the cheapest route, and they'll run a year or two, and well, you've got nothing invested. And these other watches, why, it costs you more at the repair shop every year. You've got to get them cleaned, and then something breaks, and we buy them down at the discount house for, I think, about 40% less than what they're supposed to retail at.
I had a friend who was an accountant. And about 5 years ago, he started buying a $10 watch. He said he couldn't afford to own anything else. He'd wear it a year, pay for it, the price of the cleaning and oiling. If he got any more out of it, that was a bonus.
And they run. Yeah. They last a couple hours here. They 3 and 4 years out of them. If you want to send them back, why, put 50 cents in the package and send them back. And they repair them and send them back to you.
I got a watch this spring. Clinton. It's an American-made watch. I don't know by whom, though. It says Clinton Watch Company, Chicago. But I talked to a friend who was a jeweler once, and he couldn't recall what company made it, but he said it was American-made. They have a strange guarantee. They'll replace any part free for the life of the watch. Send them a dollar. But they won't clean it, and they won't oil it for you, of course. So I thought I'd try it. It's not an expensive watch. It was about $20, and I bought it when they were tearing them out. But the case already is beginning to corrode and turn my wrist blue.
Well, doesn't it have a stainless steel back on it?
Yes, it has a stainless steel back, but this part of the case...
Oh, that comes in contact.
This is cast, yeah. And it's not cast brass. Well, I guess they wouldn't cast brass, but it's hot metal evidently. It's beginning. I had a Bembris before this. It was miserable. It was a fairly expensive watch. $40. I didn't buy it myself. It was bought for me at a wholesale drug company down in Dallas. And the discount price that the drugstore would pay was $37.50. I thought probably I'd get a number of years out of that. After 4 years, I'd had it cleaned twice, and the case was leaking, and I'd sent it back once to have the case fixed. It was a gold case, and it started doing this.